Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Future plans for a top Raw star have been revealed. Plus, we have a winner in the New Japan G1 Climax, and we pay tribute to Principe Aereo. For Monday, October the 19th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
About becoming God, gentlemen. I think I've just had a religious experience. Kota Ibushi has won his second consecutive G1 Climax.
Kota Ibushi making history at Sumo Hall, becoming the first back-to-back winner of the G1 Climax tournament since Tenzan in 03 and 04. Ibushi defeating Sanada in the finals last night of what has been an incredible tournament of wrestling. Weird tournament this time round. Obviously, the rules on crowd vocalization are very different to normal, what with the COVID pandemic, so no cheering and no booing. But still, regardless of the weird atmosphere that shows, not just in New Japan, but around the world have had, it was an amazing 35-minute-plus match between Ibushi and Sanada. And Ibushi, once again, in possession of the briefcase awarded to him by Chono at the end of the match, as well as the G1 Climax flag. Ibushi talked about how he wants to get back to, quote, the way that things used to be. He's planning to take the G1 and take the opportunity and this time become God, his words. With that tournament win, Kota Ibushi will now get a shot at the IWGP Heavyweight Champion at Wrestle Kingdom 15. Now, we don't know how that match is going to go down. What we do know is that Wrestle Kingdom, once again this year, will be over 2 days, January the 4th and 5th of 2021. And this really feels like this is going to be the time for Kota Ibushi to step right up to the very top. I'm really intrigued by this. I'd love to see Kota Ibushi finally become the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. It feels so very, very deserved. So very deserved. Jack will have more on this, no doubt, in the wrestling news on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today. And I'm sure he'll have some lovely things to say about Kota Ibushi in Wrestlers of the Week on Friday. We pay our respects this morning to Principe Aereo, a.k.a. Luis Angel Sanchez, who passed away last night from an apparent heart attack. This was in the middle of a match at Arena San Juan, just outside Mexico City. Now, this was part of the Mexa wrestling promotion, where there is video doing the rounds. I don't encourage you watch it. But Principe Aereo took two relatively light chops to the chest and a kick to the stomach, again, that didn't seem to land as strong as you thought. and collapsed shortly after that. The match was then stopped. He was rushed to the hospital across the street from the arena, but he had passed away before they made it to the hospital. Dr. Greg Mara, who watched the tape of the unfortunate passing of Sanchez, told Wrestling Observer, quote, "I've seen in the hospital a few times teenagers coming into the ER in cardiac arrest after getting hit in the chest with either a lacrosse ball or a hockey puck. Usually it happens when the heart is in between beats and it ends up going into ventricular fibrillation. My educated guess would be that the chop was in between beats and the rhythm was thrown off and he went into ventricular fibrillation. And they just go down instantly when that happens. I've spent 5 years of my life at School of Mexico. And I know how it is there. It doesn't surprise me after living there that they wouldn't have a portable defibrillator on hand. I just wanted to pass that along." Words from Dr. Greg Mara, who saw the tape of the death of Principe Aereo, talking to the Wrestling Observer. WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley and Santos Escobar from NXT both took to Twitter to react to the news. Escobar changing his profile picture to one of Aereo with angel wings. Principe Aereo wrestled for a number of promotions around Mexico. He was part of AAA on a couple of occasions as well, and he was trained by Bandido, who you may have seen not just in the States but all over the place in Mexico, certainly one of the finer trainers. Principe Aereo, Luis Angel Sanchez, sadly passing away in the wrestling ring over the weekend. Following on from the collective weekend presented by GCW, several wrestlers and those in attendance have tested positive for COVID-19. Tony Deppin, the latest one of those, a regular for GCW and for Ring of Honor. He was set to be a part of their TV tapings coming up next month. He announced on Twitter that he had tested positive for COVID-19. He said, "Thankfully, everyone I was around all weekend had negative results. Even the people I was in a car with for 9 hours. I guess I'm the lucky one. I've been by myself for the last week, so halfway through before I get another test. I'm not bummed about much over it, other than I actually feel like death. However, on a personal level, this is forcing my wife and I to cancel our baby shower. And out of everything, that is the hardest thing for me to accept." So Tony Deppin, unfortunately, down with coronavirus, and consequently will be missing out on the Ring of Honor tapings coming up next month. Ring of Honor did put out the word to say that if you were part of the GCW collective and you hadn't been tested for COVID-19, then if you were down to be part of the Ring of Honor tapings as well, then that is being reviewed, essentially. The ROH talent that have been quarantined in ROH's bubble over the last week are being protected, and there is a concern that somebody who may have been part of the collective weekend may possibly transfer COVID-19 to the taping. So they're looking to put that away by pulling all the talent who worked the collective from the tapings in the wake of the first COVID-19 positive tests coming out. We send our best to Tony Deppin and anybody else who's involved in the collective who has tested positive or awaiting results for COVID-19.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Could we be looking at Lana becoming a major babyface player on Monday night? So Dave Meltzer reports in the Wrestling Observer newsletter this past week that WWE wants to turn Lana babyface because she managed to overcome all the odds and survive that battle royal last Monday. Now, the report even uses the term, quote, massive babyface, which was used to describe Lana within the company. There's big plans for Lana going forward by the looks of it. She's the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship, and she is set to face off against Asuka on Monday Night Raw tonight. Some good news for AEW when it comes to viewers in the UK. So Cody shared some excellent news regarding the ratings here in the UK. ITV broadcast Dynamite on its main channel and on ITV4. WWE shows over here are on BT Sport, which is a paid subscription service, so less eyes, less people potentially to see that product. And it's looking good for AEW. They tweeted out the following data saying AEW Dynamite is beating the first run broadcast of all its competitors in the UK for audience volume. Dynamite's audience is also over five times that of NXT, double that of SmackDown, and almost double of Raw. It also doubled the audience of Impact Wrestling, which has been airing in the same slot as Dynamite and also on a free-to-air channel. Dynamite benefits from reaching considerably more people than any of its competitors. Full episodes of Dynamite on ITV4 have reached 2.8 million people based on 5+ consecutive minutes of viewing. In its first year of AEW programming on ITV channels, it reached 6.7 million based on them having at least 5 consecutive minutes of viewing. AEW doing great numbers in the UK. Pretty sure that big show in Wembley is very much on the cards when all this COVID nonsense blows over. We talked about Lana becoming a big star on Monday Night Raw. There are also plans afoot for another member of the Red Brand, and that is AJ Styles. He was drafted over to Raw just the other week in the draft, and apparently there is plans to bring him in a bodyguard as part of a new start on Raw. This comes from a report on Fightful, who say that AJ Styles could be paired up with the 7-foot-plus Raw Underground doorman Jordan Omobee, who is lined up to be the bodyguard. Now, as of now, there is no word if creative is open to the idea or if indeed we'll see Jordan on the main roster at this point. He's been working not only as the bodyguard, not only as the bouncer for Raw Underground, but also he's been working as a giant ninja for Akira Tozawa in 24/7 title segments. Now, Raw Underground looks as if it's finished off, and obviously we haven't seen the 7-foot ninja in some time next to Akira Tozawa, so this could be a new role for Jordan. On the PWI podcast this week, Bayley was talking about being ranked number one in the PWI Women's 100. Very, very positive about that that turn of events. She also talked about the decision to turn heel. It's like the one-year anniversary of Bayley becoming a baddie. And she said, everyone second-guessed things, especially for me, because I was doing that Bayley character for 7 years. And it brought me so much success. It brought me championships and it brought me to the WWE. But it was not something I wanted to do forever. I want to experience everything in my career. I want to ride the wave and do all sorts of things. I knew I couldn't do it being that one character. Honestly, once I had the company's blessing and Vince's blessing, I knew I had to make it work. I had to make it work because it was my decision. If I failed, I failed myself and I failed the company. I definitely think people not believing in me helps because you love to prove people wrong. It helped on screen as well because I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for me. Best of luck to Paul White, aka The Big Show, who is nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the East Europe International Film Festival. This comes from his role in the movie Marcus. Now, Marcus is the movie of a guy with a checkered past who looks to right wrongs and make amends. It looks like Big Show could win an award for that. I'm surprised he didn't win anything for The Big Show Show. Former WWE star Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, by the way, not the second one, the original one, I mentioned that because this is about Sin Cara botching. So the man who was formerly known as Mystico, then known as Sin Cara, was on a live stream over the weekend, and just as he thought he'd signed off and logged off, he took his mask off. And fans got a glimpse of his face for the first time ever. In Mexico, you do all you can to protect your people from seeing your face if you're wearing a mask in the lucha world. So this is a big thing. This is a big blunder from Sin Cara. And yes, you can now look up online what Sin Cara looks like. If you want to, that's up to you. If you want to keep the mystery alive, that's up to you too. On the Drive-Thru podcast this week, Jim Cornette talked about his first telephone meeting with AEW president Tony Khan. He said, "The first time I ever spoke to him on the phone, I said, I'm the only one that will tell you the truth because I don't want a job. That was 2 years ago. I was 57. Now I'm 59. That's almost 60. I'm not going to be getting on airplanes and flying around or driving to a wrestling promotion, even that were being held all over the country. That's regardless who it was. I am effing not interested in that. Am I going to stay home and write my thoughts down via email or phone them in and take a check for it? You couldn't do anything with this show, even if you were on the effing ground there, unless the first thing was fire half the effing roster and start over." Jim Cornette's got some quite spicy opinions. I don't know whether anybody's ever said that before. And Chris Jericho was on the Chris Van Vliet show talking about the birth of the Inner Circle recently. He talked about some of the founding members, or at least the planned founding members for the group. He said, "Tony Khan wanted me to be a part of a faction, and I've never been part of one before. He wanted it to be a band, like Chris Jericho and the Conspirators, whatever it would be. My idea was like Fist, to call it Fist. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that would be called Fist, and that would be the merch. And then I was doing a bit for Being the Elite. Matt and Nick asked me to do. I said something about my inner circle is involved in this. And they're like, Inner Circle's a cool name. So that's where it came from. He also revealed some of the original wrestlers that were going to be part of the Inner Circle. He said the original tag team was Phoenix and Pentagon. And then I thought, I don't want gimmick guys or mask guys. So then Santana and Ortiz came up. The Bucks were saying how good they were on the first Jericho cruise. I said, okay, let's throw those guys in there. I then wanted MJF. But I think Cody wanted to do stuff with him. So he says, how about Sammy Guevara? Now, I'd never met Sammy in my life. I just watched him on an NWA pay-per-view that Cody was wrestling on. And I saw him. And I was like, this guy is good. And he's miscast as a babyface. He just looks like an asshole. And then for the heater, there's a guy called Anthony Ogogo, who's a boxer. And they were suggesting him. And I was like, I don't want that because I had that in WWE a couple of times. I want a big guy. And I did kickboxing training. I hadn't spoke to him in years, but I was kickboxing with the same trainer as Jake Hager, and he was getting ready for his Bellator fight. So I started talking to him, saying, are you interested in coming back? And he said, I'd love to. And I pitched it to Tony, and he said, this is the guy that I want. I have always been a big fan of his. I wanted him to be my heater back in the WWE, but they just miscast him. They didn't know what to do. A 6'6", good-looking blonde guy who can work and had a character that can talk in the right circumstances. But that's fine, so we got him involved. So there you go, a little insight into the early days of the Inner Circle. A brand new episode of Behind the Match is on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, back at the time where the Ultimate Warrior held Vince McMahon and WWE to ransom. An amazing story from the annals of wrestling history. Let Sam Driver and Justin Henry tell you all about it. Also, over the weekend, two brand new lists for you, including 10 major shows missing from the WWE network and the 10 best wrestling impersonations ever. That was a fun list to watch. You'll love that one. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this week, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review tomorrow, featuring myself, Matthew Gregg, and our special guest from the What Happened series on YouTube, Matt McMuscles, is joining us. And we're going to talk all about SmackDown from the year 2000. That's going to be good fun. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Desert Island Graps arrives on Wednesday as well, featuring my special guest, former WWE writer Jimmy Jacobs. We talk about all away from wrestling. We talk about life, philosophy. We get quite deep on this one. Can't wait for you to hear it. Those are on the podcast feed later on this week. And at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Today, it is Midday Movie Monday. Me and you are going to watch a bit of a crappy old film and just have a laugh through it at 12 o'clock UK time today. And later on, editor Andrew is back. He's dusting off the PlayStation 2 and he's had a spooky time at the moment. He's playing some Resident Evil. So enjoy some time spent with Andrew playing some Resident Evil, since it is the spooky month. twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.